What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report! I forgot, yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not. But that's all I got till I come up with a solid.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the TPS Reports podcast.
Got a plan, now I got a hatchet.
And we back.
Like a damn Apache with a tomahawk.
We are on the road in a hotel room in Springfield, Missouri at the moment. Four shows down, four to go, 400 listens of Eminem's BET cipher, 400
more
to go.
Thank you.
Racism, the only thing he's fantastic for.
Because he loves to give his rocks off and he's orange.
And he's orange.
And he's orange.
It's funny.
This is my favorite part.
I don't have that in the soundboard, but this is 8 years old. But people do not forget.
I don't know what I like more, the orange line or when he goes, he going to build that thing taller than this.
He going to build that thing up taller than this.
Sounds like the took our jobs guy.
He going to build our tower near.
Anyway.
Wild. Almost forgot. This one almost slipped through the cracks. Eminem's fucking... Eminem
slipped through his butt cracks.
Rips Donald Trump.
Eminem rips ass into a microphone.
Yeah, I guess let's get a little preview of this going. We could do 399 more from saying, here.
Every time we listen to one of these whack Eminem things, one of my least favorite things is the very first thing he says.
Yeah.
I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah, but fuck it.
It's the calm before the storm right here. Sounds like Michael Rapaport.
CIA?
The calm.
You feel fed?
Calm before the storm right here.
Calm before the storm right here.
Wait, how was I going to start this off?
Going to start this off?
Right. My bad.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not, but that's all I got till I come up with a solid.
Still, for the life of me, can't figure out why they censored the word plot.
Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer that every time.
That all rhymed to
talks.
Him. He thinks all of that rhymed perfectly.
I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan. yeah.
All of that was a perfect rhyme to him.
And he's orange.
That's insane to start the whole thing with awfully hot coffee pot.
She gets a I'ma stop.
I don't know why he's so out of breath.
But we better give Obama props.
Like you on MC Showcase, this is probably take 300.
I don't know why there's so many stoic young black men in this parking garage just watching him like he's giving a pep rally.
Inside a mosque or a parking garage.
You should have tried to squeeze that in there.
Because what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around to the bombing stops.
The bombing stops. It's so over the top.
Yeah! Intensity's heightened. What? Tensions are rising.
Intensity. And if he does build the wall, intensity's...
I peeled an orange.
Trump, when it comes to giving a shit, you're stingy as I am. Except when it comes to having the balls to go against me, you hide them.
Cause you're one hell of a model American.
You don't got the nuts like an empty asylum.
This stinks.
Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for.
Best part right here.
Because that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange.
Orange. And he's orange.
He didn't even say Fantastic Four and he's orange.
No, he ruined it.
To emphasize the rhyme that could be in there. And he's orange.
Man.
The rock guy from Fantastic Four is orange.
The Thing.
The Thing out
motherfucker
of rocks.
Motherfucker looks just like The Thing.
That motherfucker look like rocks, and he's orange. That's called motherfucking bars, dude. You don't know nothing about that.
Whew.
Take
notes.
So our tour got off to a terrific start. It was over before it begun, really. we ran out of gas.
It was no gas, all brakes. From the jump. We were on the way to our hotel, and we had an hour left to go. Maybe a quarter tank. And we pulled a Kramer. We were like, I think we can do it. I think we have what it takes.
Okay, let's back the story up all the way to the beginning. We're leaving a night early before the first show to get to like a halfway point. I think we were in like our destination was Winona, Minnesota.
I would call it Winona, but go ahead.
Winona?
Go right ahead and call it Winona.
What's the difference?
Why would you call it Nona?
Like Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder. Who calls her Winona?
Is a Y in her name, dumbass? How do you say the letter?
There's a Y in the hotel called the Wind in Vegas.
I call it the Wine. It's called Stop whining. So we're trying to get halfway to Sioux Falls the night before, and did we gas up at all on that first run?
No.
Okay.
We were going off of the first full tank from the rental place.
So we pick up a rental in Chicago. We drive 5 hours, no gas. And so we're about an hour away from our destination.
10.
And the whole ride, by the way, this is very important. The whole ride.
Whole ride.
Like oftentimes, when we're trying to get to the hotel. We didn't even look up. We booked a hotel. And we didn't even look up if it has a hot tub.
It's a big priority when I book our hotels is to see the hot tub
and
situation.
We're always just
when does it close? Do you have one?
Just cutting it. Like if it's open till 11, it's the ETA says like 10:30, and we're like, we can make it. We can get in, take
a
little dip,
solid 20 minutes,
watch
in the
a little
hot tub.
Family Feud in the tub. So we're on our way. It's about an hour from the destination, and the whole ride we're like looking at the GPS and how like Term's driving fast, and we're ahead of time, and you know we're shaving minutes off of the.
Oh, I'm a minute shaving son of a bitch
off the ETA. So we're just like, yo, it said 10:10, and now it says 9:54. Like we're
cruising.
Yeah, we're cruising. And
we're cruising at altitude.
So we're like, we'll have plenty of time for the hot tub, and then about an hour from.
Hour 10.
We must be at, what, a quarter tank, hour from the destination.
Quarter tank, hour 10.
Yeah.
86 miles.
I'm on my
miles.
Phone. I'm sitting shotgun. I am not paying attention.
86 miles. And then I check the readout on these new fancy electric. I mean, it's not electric.
I have a 2017, and I have the same thing.
It's a modern car.
It gives you the range of your tank.
An electric readout, yeah, and it says how much we... It says we have 98 miles. Of gas.
And we only have to go like 85. 86. So we're like, we're good. So I'm on my phone and
good to go.
Term is bringing up, like, do you think we should stop for gas? And just with zero thought, I just go like, we'll be fine. I wasn't saying it as something like to sway your decision about gas for
you
real.
You pulled a Kramer right then and there. You were like,
I live my life by if Kramer did it or said it, then it's fine.
Until the wheels fall off.
What would Kramer do? I got my bracelet right here. So we're just like, I'm not even thinking. And I go like, dude, we're fine. We'll be fine.
We were pretty fine.
Yeah, and then you mentioned, you're like, well, it says we have 96 range, and we only need... I'm like, dude, fine.
I'm checking it periodically every 10 minutes. I'm checking, comparing what we have left to what it tells us we have.
Yeah, and now we are about, let's say, 11,
we're rock solid
10
with bricks.
Or 11 minutes. All taller than this. We're about 10 minutes now from the destination, the hotel. And Term mentions again, like, oh, shit, like, it's getting really low.
We were 15 minutes away and 15 miles away.
Yeah.
And all we had left was this one dark 15-minute stretch along the Mississippi River with nothing, no civilization.
So now I'm remembering, and wait a minute, an hour ago I said we were fine.
You clicked on the AC.
It was the heat.
Or the heat or whatever. And I figure when I'm doing something like this, I'm riding on fumes, turn everything off.
You're right. I wasn't thinking about like
of course,
the fact
I'm
that
not
we're running low.
You.
I'm like, dude, it's getting cold in here.
But I noticed you turned it on and I went and turned it off. And when I did that, the fucking estimate just dropped to zero. Now it says you have 25 miles left. Now you have nothing. And the quarter tank.
Dude, I used
meter,
25 miles worth of heat.
You know, like the meter where it told us we have a quarter tank. It didn't just like go down to what, an eighth of a tank. It just disappeared. Now we have nothing. It's just a empty bar.
Yeah.
Empty asylum.
Are we talking about the show or the? So we're 15 minutes away. Intermissions again. So now I'm thinking. Oh wait a minute! I did say like we should be fine, and for no reason. Maybe I kind of shot us in the foot here. Now I'm looking up. I'm Google mapping. Like, what is there a gas station between here and the hotel? And there is not.
We've been here before.
There is not one. And
we've
I'm like
been here in the Lake Superior Forest.
So now I'm like, we'd better be fine because there's no other option. We're like on the water. And
we got
now
this.
So now we are like, we are in the home stretch here. We can see in the distance the hotel is right next to a gas station.
Well, slow down. We're like, we got 15 minutes on this long, dark stretch, and I think it was like 65, and I'm going 85. But every car that comes by, because I don't want to get pulled over, then I got to slow it down 20 miles. But I feel like if no cars came by, we would have just cruised all the way.
Yeah, dude, you were riding the brake.
I kept fucking slowing down. And I was fucking gripping the steering wheel so hard. I don't know why that helps.
I don't know if it does help, but you're just stressed out, dude. It's just pressure and stress.
Listening to Ella Fitzgerald in the dark. And then, yes, we see in the distance, maybe a mile and a half away, Civilization. Yep. That's our hotel with the gas station
so
next door.
So we're driving on a road with a median in between the both directions. And so there's a gas station to the right coming up, which would be the easiest for us to pull off to. And there's one kind of directly across from it, but over the median on the other side, which is where our hotel is. But there is like a, you know, there's cement. It would be hard to traverse or, you know. So we're looking at the gas station on the right. Like, that's our destination. And home stretch, a minute, we're seeing Civilization. Term goes, like, he goes, oh, shit. And like an idiot, I go, what?
What could this be?
What could possibly be? Shut up. What's
We're
going
dead.
On? Stop whining.
The car isn't working now. It's
dead. And he goes, dude, it's dying. It's dying. Like, I'm pressing the gas and nothing's happening. And we're still rolling.
We're
though.
Coasting.
So I'm like, well, there's a gas station right there.
We made it.
And as we're pulling up, about to go down, on the and like that one to the right looks definitely closed.
There's no one there.
No one's there. The lights are off. We're like, fuck.
And we have, I know there's gas stations where, you know, people go home and the pumps still work. You can use a credit card or something. There's also gas stations where they turn the pumps off.
Yes, we don't know.
We've been on the road enough to have pulled up to empty gas stations where the pumps are all off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go in there. We'll be stuck.
So now at the last second, we're realizing this little easy veer right and land at the pump thing isn't going to work, and we have no more
and
gas.
And I already passed up the left turn.
And there was a left turn option to get over and then go, you know, to the one where we want to end up anyways. So now we're passing the fucking gas station, and we're about to pass completely the hotel, the gas station option to the left. So like in a pinch, term like a G, like
Mario Andretti.
He goes like the wrong way. That and I'm saying like go there, go like just turn. And so from the other side, there's like a left turn lane that would have led them to the closed dead gas station. You know, so term like goes like the wrong way on a one-way turn the other way. I'm having a hard time explaining this, but he like zigzag crosses.
I split through the median in
through
the
median
lane
in the wrong
to the other direction.
Yeah, like not where you're supposed to be driving, but he does it without gas, and it's like a zigzag pattern.
We're
so
zigging.
He's whipping the wheel.
You know, like now on skateboard,
if there was a
tic-tac without pushing,
right.
Momentum.
If there was a car coming the other direction, we would have been fucked. We wouldn't have been able to pull that move, and if we did, we would have gotten hit. So like, but there's no traffic, so it's like, just go for it, dude. Just try and weave through the last option before we end up, you know, fucking 2,000 feet from the pump or whatever. Like, if this would have happened at any time earlier, even a half mile up the road 2 minutes earlier, we would have been majorly fucked.
It would have been such a not fun story.
Dude, so we're...
I would have had to walk a mile and a half to get a gas can or just hitchhike.
Yeah, term zigzags across this highway and ends up on a downslope. But now it's like we're not just at the gas station yet. There's an Arby's and a Starbucks and whatever. And none of it is like a through driveway straight to the fucking gas station.
Anyone who's familiar with these side of the highway hotel areas...
Our fans spend a lot of time on the sides of highways, so they know what we're talking about.
We stay, I mean, it's like we tour all over the country and we stay in these areas every night. They look the same in every state. It really sucks. But yeah, it's always like a hotel with a gas station and a few stores. It's always, it's set up like a maze. So we made it into the plaza, but now on no gas while coasting, I have to figure out how to traverse
right.
through this maze and not pull into somewhere where there's a curb in between me and the parking lot.
Right.
Needless to say, I didn't make it to the pumps.
We coasted. as we're coasting down,
we got there.
We got a little like it was a down slope, and we're catching a little momentum on the roll. We're out of gas. There's nothing happening when you step on it. And as we're coasting down, still a couple hundred feet probably from the pump, coasting. Term gives me one of these. He throws his hand out like,
"We did it, buddy.
Give me some skin, baby. We made it.
Give me some skin."
And as
buddy.
He does that, I'm like, "This is a little premature celebration. Like we are not at the pump yet, and we have no gas." But yeah, Term's just like, "Give me some skin."
We hadn't yet reached
high five
the uphill entrance to the parking lot of the gas station, which slowed us down completely
to a stop, to a dead halt. So yeah, I'm just like, as soon as he's going for a high five, I'm like, "Wait a second, dude, we're not there yet." And of course, we don't make it, but we're like, literally the car dies on the other side of the gas station, like the establishment on the other side of the pumps.
Yeah, I could spit.
So now we're just in an open lot.
I could spit and hit the pump.
50 feet from the fucking pumps, which is still stressful. Mostly, it's like, this could have been a major disaster if it happened a minute earlier, or if we never did that zigzag move and then just coast rolled down way away from the gas station again. That would have been a major pain in the ass, but I'm still like, dude, we're getting in that hot tub.
It's only 10 o'clock still.
It was like just after 10.
It's 10 o'clock.
And we were thinking we're going to get a 40-minute session.
Hot tub closes at 11.
This turns it into a 30-minute session. Let's move, baby. Let's move. So we go in. I asked if they had a gas can, and they treated it like
dumb broads scratching their heads.
Exactly.
No,
they're like, I don't know.
It's a fucking gas station. Exactly. Yes, you have a gas can.
So
it's like required by law.
And I think it was the last one. There was like you couldn't see it because, you know, if they had three, the first two were already sold. So we reach in the back, grab the last gas can, and
paid for it like chumps.
Yeah, I was really shocked you didn't walk out with that. You're like, sorry, I'm in an emergency situation. I forgot. I forgot.
So
I'm a walk inside a mask.
We have like it's like a 2020, like a Jeep something. And died like 100 feet from the pump. So I tried to pop it in neutral and you got behind to try and push.
Pause.
And this fucking dickhead new car is like automatically puts on the emergency brake.
This is incomprehensible.
And you can't turn it off. I guess it's some sort of safety mechanism. I don't get how this
is. It's the opposite of a safety mechanism. We were thinking it's fine because we're strong men.
Strong.
So we're like, throw it in neutral, and we're going to push this thing around the corner. No problem. We're here. We're at the gas station.
You grab one end, I'll grab the other.
It auto locks the wheels. It emergency brakes because it's like, oh, you're out of gas. We must lock the wheels
get it
now.
Off. I'm doing everything to get this,
I'm like,
emergency
this is
brake off.
Unsafe.
Just push it. The pump's right there. We just push it. We don't even need to buy a can.
This is what happens when you run out of gas. Like,
my whole life,
push.
I put the car in neutral. I've run out of gas a couple times.
Yeah, this is in terms for
FYI. And yeah, you put it in neutral, you push it to the motherfucking pump. Can't do that anymore. And then I'm Googling it, and I find some forum where a guy has the same car, and he's telling some story about how they same thing happened, couldn't get the emergency brake off, had to get it towed. The tow guy is like, I've never seen anything like this in all my life. And this is all running through my head of like,
and I'm still sitting shotgun in terms Googling. And I'm like, should I run in? Why am I not in there getting a gas can?
It's not
going to
work. He said he put gas in it with a can and it still didn't turn on. I'm like, we're fucked.
Yeah, so we hustle.
Quietly panicking inside my head.
We go, we get the gas. And like, we're running because we want to be in a hot tub watching Family Feud.
More than anything.
Immediately. So we're like,
we should be recording this in the hot tub downstairs.
I'm running like with the gas can. And at this point, I am laughing. Like to myself, this is a situation
where now
I'm laughing that this is a fun adventure. And I'm thinking how close it came to this being a major fuck up that I kind of had a big part in by saying like, dude, we can make it.
We got it.
Don't even worry about it. But we really dodged the bullet. And yeah, I'm like having a hard time not laughing during all of this and filling up the gas can and everything. So yeah, we end up with, you can hold fucking 2 gallons in the can. That's enough to get the car started. The emergency brake goes off now and the wheels are moving. And we're able to drive it to the pump and fill it up.
Yeah.
For real. Cruise to the hotel immediately. And then yeah, we got 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes in the hot tub. And now I'm like, give me some skin.
Yeah, baby.
Give me some.
We did it. We made it. We wasted way more time than we would have if we just would have stopped and got gas.
The tour hadn't started yet.
An hour and a half earlier.
This is not even like a road, like, man, we had to get to the next city and there wasn't time to stop. It's like we had all the time in the world. We're just like, the hot tub closes at 11.
Nothing sums up our careers more than
get to the hot tub.
We don't stop to get gas because we want to get to the hot tub on time. And then that decision leads to us running out of gas and missing out on way more hot tub time than
just,
we would have if we just would have stopped.
I just pictured our tombstones, and it would say, like, chiseled on it, didn't stop for gas, wanted to get to the hot tub. Here lies Matt and Seth, stacked on top of each other.
Here lies Chomo Groomer.
Hentai Gooner. So, yeah, we made it. We got in the hot tub, and actually... it ended up being a fun story where we still got what we wanted out of it. But it was so fucking close to being like a... Me and you would have been in a fight. You would have been blaming it on me, and I would have been like, well, I'm not the one driving. Why don't you fucking look at the gas? We would have been fighting if this happened at any other point on the road and you didn't pull off that...
Well, you said to pull a Kramer!
Yeah. Now Term's yelling Kramer like Kramer at the Laugh Factory. Yeah.
I would have put a fork up your ass, dude.
we made it, and the first four shows have been a lot of fun.
Whole lot of fun.
Minneapolis was a little tough because the venue, it was kind of a cool little, like, I don't know.
The tiny one?
Dingy, tiny place, but like tiny to the point where we're like, can we get a table to put our merchandise on? And they're like, no. It's sold out, and there's no room for a table to be occupying any room.
Just
like,
wear
well,
all
the
shirts
fuck?
You're going
to
sell and then lift them up to show them to people.
So we have to like kind of just have it just, I don't know, yeah, shit's just out. Where people are standing and sitting, and I don't know, it was kind of...
It was fun.
People are spilling all over our merchandise, and it was a little bit of a wreck, but it was great. And yeah, that night,
the
brisket fucking burrito wasn't sitting well, and we're on at 8 p.m., and I'm having one of these, like, dude, I'm so full, I feel like I'm going to fucking vomit. I'm like, should I get it over with, or should I just risk, like, being so full, I, like, take an errant breath on stage and puke? So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shit it out. I'm going to shit this feeling out of me.
Yeah, right.
So I go take a monster
in your
dump.
Dreams.
I go take a huge one. And it wasn't enough. Nope. And now it's like, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. And then I just like...
You know what? I'm going to put that shit back in my ass.
You know what?
And try something else.
You know what?
Authentic, baby.
So we, it was 7:59 and I'm puking. And then by 8 o'clock, I'm rapping. Just rock star, dude. I'm just a rock star.
We do rock and roll.
The following night in Omaha, I was on one, dude. I feel like that was first time in a long time, especially since I was sick at the shows a few weeks ago. It was first time in a long time I'm like, I destroyed that fucking stage. Didn't even skip or mumble a fucking, not a flub. I thought we rocked it in Omaha, specifically me.
Yeah.
I was really killing it.
I don't particularly recall feeling great about what I did.
was
the show where I was
That's what helped me shine.
The Vietnamese coffee, Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
I was cracked out. Yeah. For that said, it felt great.
Vietnamese coffee is wild.
Last night, I was like sober as a judge. It felt great.
Yeah, in Omaha, I was like the perfect balance. I had a drink or two, so I wasn't really feeling much, but it was just enough. I was a little high, not too high. I ate half my sandwich, not the whole sandwich. I wasn't too full.
I'm a little high.
Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was, I don't know, I just, that show was really great to feel like I for the first time in weeks, gave like, 100% performance and fucking racked it, dude. Yeah.
We're kicking
that's
tush.
What's going on so far?
Licking bush.
I guess we could talk about real quick. We revisited some old collabs. Like we were driving and we were thinking about.
Why did we do that?
I don't know, but it came up like to pull up a song that we had. We listened to one old song that we're the feature on, and then that like led us to playing some other features of ours that we kind of forgot about,
right.
Didn't really remember our lyrics. And
I don't know. I think they're all good.
They are. They're fine.
We're the best.
You're the best at dropping hard ends.
I'm the greatest.
So Term.
I get away with it every time.
Term really pulled a Kramer. I can't live that way. The Kurt Sharp collab. I don't know. Tell me what you hear. That way, shit, I'm bored. Can't get on board with this shit. Off track, can I get on yours? Unload that clip. Don't condone that shit. Old school like phones that flip. Old school like broken hip. Pow pow, nigga got a big mouth with a swollen lip. Whoa!
It's the way the beat and my voice are coming together. It sounds like something that it isn't.
Blame it on the beat and the voice and not what was in your head. Yeah, pow pow, someone's got a big mouth and a swollen lip.
I think
you
said Andy got a...
No,
and you gotta,
no.
And
he said
gotta,
it again.
And you
he
gotta,
said he's getting away with it.
And you gotta. Old that flip, old school like broken hip. Pow pow, nigga got a big mouth.
I
said now you gotta. Now
I
you
hear,
gotta. Now you gotta
no.
Big. Now you gotta. Now you gotta. Now you gotta.
No.
No.
No. Nah, dude.
That's totally what I'm saying.
Listen again. It's a hard one. Cool, like
like foes that flip. Old school like broken hip. Pow pow, nigga got a big mouth with a swollen lip.
Dude, you're out of the band. You're out of the band. You've been putting estrogen in my pre-workout. You're out.
No, there's a logical explanation for this. Why's it got to be on the big lip line, too?
You said big mouth. Like broken hip. How pound, nigga got a
big mouth with a swollen lip. Roller, splished and blazing. Wow, even stay lit. He said it. And then we pulled this
not
up.
Not my best work, regardless.
We pulled this up. This is from a song called Grow Up. We're the feature.
We crushed this.
Yeah, the video is actually really tight, too. It's shot really well, and we look cool.
Not this screen cap.
I'm
like a picture 15 of
pounds
face.
Lighter.
I look like Conway the Machine right there.
Bell's palsy, bitches still say I'm sexy.
Yeah, I'm smushing my mouth over to one side of my face.
So yeah, this one is actually more offensive to me.
Rewind, tadpoles in the fish tank. Fast forward, fat bowls in the piff dank. I don't make monkeys, I train them. Now I make money to play dumb. If you're not awake, gotta wake up. A long way from the basement we came from. I don't wanna
grow up. Motherfucker said basement.
It's not that bad.
Dude, we listened to this whole song, and that's the last line in a 4-minute song.
It is
and
the we one. Both, we were like,
my verse ends, and I was like, hey, that was a pretty decent verse.
We're giving each other
your
glances
verse is great.
And nods, like, hey.
Yeah, give me some skin.
Give me some skin, brother.
So yeah, like, we listened to the whole thing, and I was thinking what you were thinking, you know? I'm just like, Term killed this. This
almost
is a great verse.
It.
I'm like, yeah, just.
We were so close.
Just like running out of gas at the finish line, dude. He says,
I could see the hotel. We were almost there.
We gotta wake up a long way from the basement we came from.
Why'd you say basement? A long way from the basement we came from would have been a fine outro line. But yeah, we're like really vibing to this song. And then we just look at each other like. Base month? Unbelievable.
Madman month? Turns out that coffee pot line isn't so bad, is it?
I forgot.
Money to play dumb. If you're not awake, gotta wake up. A long way from the basement we came from. I don't
wanna wake up. Way from basement
I
came from.
See, you're trying to rhyme to a fault.
Basement.
You do this all the time where you gotta like, it has to rhyme, but it's like, it doesn't flow anymore. No one's ever said base month.
You 5 minutes ago, you were like a chomo groomer, hentai gooner.
That's yours.
99% of rappers would be like, that's the line. But mine, it's gotta rhyme with hentai gooner, blah, blah, blooner. Not, I can't say chomo.
Bleh, blah, bloomer.
It can't be.
Dumbass. Fucking go back to the base month you came from, you dork.
It's just a vegetable.
Dude, base month sucks.
You suck!
Madman month. Asshole. No, they call me Madman Base Month.
Holy mackerel. All right. Let's do an obituary. I think there's
a
only
long
one.
Way from the base month.
Oh, yeah, we got our JD here.
Base month.
We got a couple of JD shooters for us. Dude, and my Valtrex.
It's 10 a.m.
I gotta take my pills. Pills and booze. That's how I roll, dude.
Pills are good. Yeah, it is 11 a.m. We haven't eaten anything. Let's take pills and drink Jack Daniels.
It's Valtrex. It's not.
Somebody died. Now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Ooh. Oh, wait. And connect to the spots.
Come on.
Yo, dog. Are you thinking what I'm thinking here? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's go already, dude.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, wait.
Is this for
this
old
is a
girl?
Old girl? No, dude. It's whether for Steve. Steve from Steve and Edie. Steve Lawrence. He's a crooner. He's a famous crooner. He was in the Blues
crooner?
Brother movie. Bed-Stuy crooner. Anti-Goonie. He's a chomo crooner. You've heard this song.
I've gotta be me.
You know what I know Steve and Edie from the most? Remember the old SNL sketch where Phil Hartman played Frank Sinatra? He had like a talk show.
Of course.
And then there was this couple, Steve and Edie, next to him who just kissed his ass the whole time, played by Mike Myers and someone else.
Right.
It's my only connection with Steve Lawrence. I remember that one time Mike Myers played him on SNL. So, RIP.
Hell yeah!
Hardly knew ye.
He had to be him. He died doing what he loved. Being him.
He was him.
He was Himothy.
All right, well.
Okay.
He's dead.
And moving on. Is
the best. It's one of the best SNL sketches ever. Phil Hartman plays Frank Sinatra, and he goes, he's like, brings up subjects, and he's like, pass them around, like, Sting is one of the people.
Right, and he's like, he goes, calling on them.
Millie and Vanilli, what is this faggot crap?
It was a different time.
Different time indeed.
Steve Lawrence.
Like, he didn't say it. Frank Sinatra did.
Right.
Stevie! Who else? Who's old girl? Another porn star killed herself?
Jury might still be out on... It says adult
another
film
porn star,
star
got fucked to death.
Adult film star Sophia Leone shared heartbreaking final message before possible, quote, home invasion homicide. So maybe someone killed her.
Wait, Sophie Loren died?
Sophia Leone told fans to, quote, go outside and just appreciate life a little extra. In
touch
a tragic,
grass.
In a tragic last post before her death, which her agency said is being investigated as a home invasion homicide.
What makes that tragic that she said go outside and just appreciate life?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it just that anything that winds up being the last thing you said is now tragic?
Well, the fact that she can't appreciate any more life a little extra.
Oh, okay, okay.
She now can't even take her own advice.
Okay.
The Miami-born actress was found unresponsive in her New Mexico apartment March 1st and shared the poignant message. Now it's poignant. Tragic and poignant. To her 300,000 followers on Instagram, go outside and just appreciate life a little extra today, the 26-year-old said as she flashed the peace sign to the camera in the post. Yada, yada, yada. We should probably watch this lady fuck real quick, right?
Probably.
Oh, here we go. Look at this. She's cute.
Ooh.
I mean, as if that's breaking news. Porn star? Kind of cute. What? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'd murder her with my dick. I'd chop my dick off and beat her with it.
All right, so here is her...
Oh, my God. Look at that ad for FapChat.com.
Those are some fat
I was trying.
Jugs.
So when you were eating that brisket burrito that made you shit right before the set...
And puke.
We were watching Anthony Joshua versus
Dude,
Francis
Ngannou. The song
Ngannou.
In this fits so well.
Why put it on? Oh, my God. There's titties everywhere on your screen now.
Titty.
Let's wrap it up. But we were watching Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou at the dinner table while you ate your burrito. And I kept having to find a new stream because I'm illegally streaming it on my phone, and the stream keeps fucking up because now it's the main event, and everyone in the world is tuning into it. Everyone in the world.
Everyone in the world. Mostly you.
But every time I'd look for a new stream, a pop-up would come up, and it would be Jerkmates. It would be like this. It would be some girl shaking her titties.
Snapchat and
Jerkmates. That I'd have to X out of, and there's a table of ladies behind us who can see me on my phone. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Anyway, let's watch this dead lady fuck.
Yes.
Somebody fuck this dead lady.
They didn't mention in the article that Sophia Leone was also a caring stepmom who said, I just want to make sure you get all the cum out. here, pause the music. I guess you could keep it on.
Wait, what? How do they say that? Like when you die and have people behind?
The title on the screen is Stepmom's Tips for Draining My Balls.
When did you say that?
What?
Did you say that?
What?
When someone dies and they're like, he leaves behind a stepson or whatever. There's a word for that that they always use. I can't think of it.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
It's because it's the morning. I'm feeling too stupid in the morning.
Yeah, I also have to take another huge dump.
It's the dump blocking my brain.
Dump for receptors. So wait, what are you asking really? Like there's a name for
what? In an obituary, when someone dies and then they have like family members, they'll be like, it's a way of saying that he leaves behind three kids and a wife.
He's preceded by?
Preceded by.
No, I'm the dumb one. You have dumb for brains and I'm an asshole.
I gotta pawn it off onto you. Fuck! Why can't I think of the way you say this?
I think they say it like that. They
sometimes
leave behind
I try and think
husband.
Of the word extortion and it won't come to me. I'll be like having a conversation where I want to say something about extortion. I'll be like, yeah, it's like, yeah. And my head will be like embezzlement, irradiation. It'll just bring up E-words. And I'll
I'm
be like,
also
it's,
retarded.
Why I can't?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Melina recently asked me because we watched The Equalizer and then 2 weeks passed and she was like, what was the name of that movie, the Denzel movie? And first I was like, Training Day. She's like, no. I was like, Fallen with John Goodman. I was like, I could do this all day. She's like, no, what was it?
Malcolm X.
So now I just turned this into a bit because that's way more fun than answering her. And I was like, you should remember this, babe. You should be freaking wiser.
Right, you're rhyming The Equalizer.
Right, and I'm just like, and she's just not getting it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, my future is so bright, I might... need a visor.
Sometimes when I gotta shit my butt, cheeks a geyser.
Cheeks. Couldn't say squeaks, you fucking asshole. That was like, I was like, what's his name? Travis Kelce. I was like, Travis Kelce does big pharma ads. So you could say he speaks for Pfizer.
Yep.
And this bitch is not getting it.
Fucking it's smiley called, it's called dickhead. The equalizer. I hate that guy.
All right, let's watch this caring stepmom drain all the cum.
Draining come on. My balls.
Should we just watch her acting skills? Says. I don't even want to see her head sex. I just want to see
oh,
the
hi,
acting.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
Oh, hi. Oh, she was good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, mom, I'm fine.
Yeah, mom, I'm fine. Not only did the Oscars fucking snub her from the memoriam, they snubbed her with the fucking win.
Just been noticing you come home every day jerking off, and it seems like you can never finish.
Whoa.
Yeah, how have you noticed all that?
Straight up about
you
that.
You know about that?
Of course I do. I know I'm a stepmom, but I'm still a mom.
Right. Well, I guess I have been a little stressed at school.
Okay.
Things have been a little hard on me.
Hard on.
All right. Well, if you ever need help,
are they doing this
or
on purpose?
Tricks,
say things like calm and hard on.
I mean, that's pretty
okay.
smart.
Okay.
Pretty.
Okay.
She's pretty. Right, let me see this guy's dong already.
Hold on. She's coming up out the thing.
Got to put some cock in my mouth. For her.
I mean, her breasts are top notch.
They are pretty dope. She's jiggling them around right now. She's squeezing them. She's mushing them together.
How much time we got left? We're about halfway. Okay, we can watch porn for 30 minutes.
Okay, I could teach you some tricks.
I mean, I didn't realize this was such a tragedy until I saw this caring stepmom just trying to help her family. And she got stuck in her own panties, fucking dummy.
That's how she died.
She tripped over her own G-string. It's like a fucking booby trap. Like
that's why they say
razor
not to get
wire
in the, bush.
In the bushes.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's dangerous.
Your butt is nice.
That's a good butt.
I noticed you have a
good
nice butt.
Butt.
I have a nice butt too.
I told you that wasn't healthy if you didn't get.
All right, she can't twerk with a fuck.
Yeah,
what is this?
This is awkward.
What is this? And you can see like the bleach rim.
I love it.
She got a bleached rimmed ass. It's like a margarita glass, and that's the salt.
I've been trying.
Cookies.
Cookies. All right,
dude,
now
this
she's jiggling
is
her butt
taking
cheeks.
Way too long.
The butt cheeks have been jiggled. All right, move forward. Let me see.
She can't
her.
Even clap it, dude. She's trying to clap right now, and it's dead silent.
I'll put a cock in my mouth once she does.
Okay. Should I skip to that?
No.
Dude, this awkwardly long
this
twerk
is a drawn
is,
out butt jiggle.
It's making my dick go back inside of me. I'm fucking myself. All right, suck the dick.
That I was talking about.
I'm the director. All right, enough of the twerking. Yeah. Suck the dick.
I'm a stepmom, but I'm still a mom.
He's got a solid hog. Rock solid
jealous.
With bricks. Rock solid with dicks.
I'm not even jealous that he's getting blown by this hot chick. His dick is awesome.
Yeah. I'd never get blown again if I could just have that dick.
Who needs a blowjob, dude?
All right.
Okay.
Now that she has commenced, we shall too.
Calm.
R.I.P.
Commenced.
Voice is cracking.
R.I.P. Cheers. Are we shooting
Clink.
This whole thing or should we do half?
Hardly knew ye.
Let's save half.
All right, fine.
Let's do a halfer. Damn. This guy's got a halfie and it's 8 inches.
Yeah. I did more than half. Yeah. I tried. Whatever, we get that.
All right, Sophia, we get it. You were a talented young lady.
Hardly knew ye, R.I.P.
All right, I guess we can do a fan question, eh?
All right, I guess we can just keep watching this guy fuck this lady.
We can leave it up. It's fine.
It's kind of lame. It's kind of not like anything I would jerk off to.
Is this how you watch porn like I'm doing right now? I'm like skipping ahead and scrubbing and saying, oh, there's the doggy style.
Absolutely.
And jump.
Scrub to what the thumbnail that made me click on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best part. This angle right here is the best part. This is where I would. This is where I would shoot.
You're my sister.
All right, stop doing this.
No, no, no. This is good stuff.
I don't like this.
You don't like getting a boner next to your best friend, idiot. Homo loser.
Do we have?
I'm gay.
Any questions from the greatest fans in the world?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
It's time for fan questions.
brutal tea, brutal tea, brutal doodle doodle tea,
time
yeah!
For fan questions! DPS report!
I didn't note her name, but honorable mensch. There was another porn star I saw before this lady died that said I think she had a drug overdose and was like in a coma, and the family is bracing for the worst. I wonder if she died. Should we look this up so we can take the other half?
Yeah, you find a fan question.
Dude, this guy's dick is outstanding.
Search porn coma.
Yeah, this lady's like one of the sexiest girls I've ever seen, but
I've been in a porn
doesn't
coma.
Hold a candle. This guy's awesome. Fuck.
Number one, coma porn videos.
Oh, no.
Number two, porn star Emily Willis fighting for her life in coma.
Emily Willis. So she's still alive.
Well, this was 3 days ago. A lot can happen over the span of 3 days. Oh, my God, she's hot.
Her or Sophia, if you had to pick.
Her, this girl. Because well, she looks better 8 years old.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
You're not.
But obviously her.
You're not. You say the N-word and you fuck children in the basement.
The hotel we're staying at, there's like a state basketball thing going on here.
Yes.
So there's girls teams and boys teams. This whole hotel is just occupied by 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
So I'm already boned up.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. On the other side of this wall, there's people celebrating their victory at state basketball.
Woo-hoo.
And then you have the TPS Reports podcast being recorded while caring stepmothers drain all the cum from the balls. Question. Fan question. Let's play this. This is longer than I thought.
What up, fag?
I was talking about his dick.
So you were talking about gooning, and you have the definition all wrong.
This is a Christian.
Okay.
As our buddy Christian told me that he was going to call in, and apparently I got gooning wrong. It's not just edging, so fill me in, please.
Well, you also described it to me as not just edging as well. I know on the pod we were like, yeah, it's the new way to say edging. But you were when you told me what it meant, it's like extreme edging, like
right.
You did describe it a little more elaborately off mic.
Yeah, I think
it's
more
of like... But
it
basically boils down to fucking jerking your dick for a long-ass time without coming, right?
Yeah, but I think it's like by nature it's supposed to be like fucking
naughty.
Brain melting, like hypnotizing. Like I am just going to. I am the one who wakes up.
Jerked off now. I am the one who jerked off until I'm in a coma.
I have now pulled up the Urban Dictionary definition of gooning.
Of course,
and I will now read it to you.
All right,
gooning may be the most simply defined, gooning may be most simply defined.
Artist can't even it. Read, Christian. God damn, dude. Hold on.
You suck!
Whoa!
Can't even read.
Go on with the chlorophyll.
Achieved after a prolonged edging session when a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis. Since the gooning state can only be achieved after edging, the man's dick will have become mightily aroused at this point.
Mightily.
And every caress...
Does your dick ever feel more aroused or less aroused? It's either aroused or not.
No, there's a lot of gray area there, for sure.
Unless it's like sore and hurting.
It's chafing. Not hitting very well.
It's probably not.
This thing sucks.
It's out of juice.
No, like, for example, like, I jerked off in the shower an hour ago.
You did?
But.
I didn't want to have to deal with the shame.
I wasn't that.
Right now.
I wasn't that aroused. You know why? Mm-hmm. You know why I did?
Because you went downstairs. You saw those 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, I went down in the basement. Now, did you?
That's where you keep 13-year-old girls.
We're
in the basement.
We're staying with my sister the next few days, and I don't want to jerk off at her house, so I got it
good
out
plan.
Preemptively.
I'm going to do it after we're done here.
Yeah, good idea. Christian goes on.
The male genitals are subjected to will trigger potent elation. As the man keeps edging and thus keeps experiencing intense pleasure, he enters a state of trance.
Guys are so... A state of trance?
Mm-hmm.
You jerk until you're fucking, you pull your cock off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why guys had to try and figure out some state of pleasure beyond an orgasm, you know?
That's the point of
the edging, the jerking, the gooning, is to get to an orgasm, which is like peak pleasure. And it's like, well,
Norm McDonald,
we got to do better than that.
I had that bit about like choking yourself when you whack off. It's like they say that it's 10 times better than an orgasm or whatever. I'm not going to do Norm.
Yeah, the impression sucks.
The joke is
no.
Like, you know what else feels good? an orgasm. Why do you have to fucking, you know, kill yourself to make great?
Kill yourself, man.
All, like 1% better.
Someone has a joke too. I forget who. Maybe you'll remember who, but a joke about the tongue ring. It's like, why are we trying to improve upon the best thing in the world?
It was John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
But yeah, they're saying like girls get tongue rings. It's like, why? It's like, because it helps oral sex. It's like, it's already the best.
Right.
We didn't need to bring like a fucking ball bearing into this.
Although, intimate.
I've never gotten my dick sucked by a girl with a tongue stud, and that really bums me out.
I think I haven't either. And now I'm bummed.
Remember,
fucking asshole?
iDeepthroat.com, Heather Brooke.
No, I just remember you, Deep Throat. You gay bitch.
You want to be gay?
It's the first woman whose name I remembered whacking off to. Yeah. Heather Brooke.
She's like a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Goddamn legend.
Yeah.
American national treasure.
No reflex.
But she had, that's like one of the first people I whacked off to, and she would blow the guy with a tongue. She had a tongue ring. So like from 11 or 12, however old I was when I was seeing those videos, it's like I've wanted that so bad. Still never had it. Go on with the Borville.
I'm doing that thing where I don't talk, so it's super uncomfortable.
Intimately merges with his cock, the Goonies state, where he
instantly merges with his cock. One. I don't know where we left off.
To be even more accurate, when the Goonies state is achieved, the man's body becomes, for all intents and purposes, an appendage to his erection.
Yeah!
When this state is achieved, the male becomes freed of all social codes of conduct,
is correct.
And his arousal alone dictates his reactions. As a result, a gooned out man will become very expressive and demonstrative. He may become very vocal, while his body and face might take on an undignified expression and poses, all in response to the intensely exquisite caresses his penis is exposed to.
Whoever wrote this is a fucking giant homo.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're trying to make a romance novel out of defining gooning.
I get that, you know, there's a joke behind it, but it's just whacking off.
Goon.
It's excessive
this
whacking
point,
off.
The man effectively looks like a silly, foolish, or eccentric person. Gooning is not a narcissistic manifestation. Narcissism is
also,
extreme selfishness with a grandiose view of.
It also, I think, has a lot of like ladies. You know what's called JOI, jerk off instruction, where it's a lady like telling you to whack. So it's a lot of that. I think also like ladies telling you like don't come and shit.
Don't shit.
Don't
and
poop
come.
Talent. Rather, gooning is closer to a meditation experience where the mind and body align, focused on a single thought. Feeling
all right,
just
already.
Come, you fucking
just tell
dork.
Me what gooning is.
And for an example, I spent 10 hours gooning over the weekend.
Can you use it in a sentence?
You're gay, I'm gay. Let's all go goon together.
It was the best of goons, it was the worst of goons. Fucking giant diatribe. Holy cow.
thank you, Christian.
Thanks, Christian. We appreciate you, Christian.
Very Christian thing to do is to goon.
To goon, yeah. You can only boofoo and goon. That's the Christian code.
I'm gonna change it to boofooing gooner.
Yeah, it's like pop, lock, and jock it. Boofoo and goon it. I think we got a hit on our hands. Boofoo and goon it. Boofoo and goon it. Here's another voicemail.
Hi, lovers. It's Sierra, your friend from
Sierra?
New Jersey.
Leon?
So I'm just sitting here checking my Spotify every day, wondering where the hell is new podcast for the week. You guys are slacking, and I'm bored, so please make a new podcast.
This is
kind of
getting
me
hard.
Yeah.
Toodles. Bye-bye.
I'm just like, I think it's suspicious how cute this person sounds.
Sweet cutie sounding, where it's just like, I'm bored. Where are you guys this week?
Twirling your hair.
I guess I'm just bored. I'm just gooning for 10 hours. Man, we shouldn't have watched that caring stepmom drain
no,
the balls.
No, we should not have.
I need another sesh.
Liquored up, watching porn. Just bad news.
Man, maybe we should wrap up and go over to the patron. We don't have a lot of time.
Maybe we should wrap up and talk about the Oscars.
We don't have a ton of time in
this
hotel
room. UFC 299 was fucking changed the world.
We'll have to talk about that on Patreon. We both have to go jerk off real quick.
Lost a bunch of money.
I have to shit and jerk off.
I never talked about how last week won $100 off a dollar. Like a G.
Yeah!
After betting hundreds of dollars and losing them, I finally won $100. And I lost most of it Saturday, betting on $2.99.
You suck!
Lost $20 to you.
That was nice. That was a nice decision by me in the clutch. We did the day before, I was like,
bastard.
At least you always bet against O'Malley.
I threw the money at you in the fifth round.
Yep.
I was like, fucking take it. It's not going to
And did I take a little satisfaction from that? Maybe.
And then he went, no, hold on to it. There's, you know, anything can happen.
Dude, I was trying to be so nice.
Shut up.
Man, I was not bullying you, and I don't know why. Because, believe me, in my head I was just like, fuck you, loser. And then, yeah, my mouth was like, hey, hang in there, bud. It's not over yet. Yeah, O'Malley.
I was already like, once all Gilbert Burns was the most upsetting moment of the night.
Yeah.
After that, I almost said upsetment.
Upsetment. Fucking jag off. Dude, we were yo-yoing last night, and someone responded to this clip. Here's you yo-yoing.
Oh, yeah, I brought a yo-yo. Where the fuck's my donkey at, bro?
Feud in the background.
Look at that cat's cradle.
Bitch.
Nope.
I get it this time though.
Doesn't.
Right here. Cat's cradle. Booyah! Whoa! Perfect.
It wasn't recording. It wasn't recording.
Why not?
Somebody comments, "Herm looking and sounding like special needs kid."
Cool.
You're retarded.
Waited all of that time to just be called retarded?
Yes, sir.
I was going to say something.
Yeah. Base month and the N-word.
Why'd I say upsetment? Oh, Gilbert Burns. God damn.
Hey, let's talk more about the fights.
A
on
minute
Patreon.
And a half from fucking winning the fight, and he fucking loses his fucking top position and gets kneed in the fucking head. Breaks all my parlays. Gilbert, you were so close.
This can be our plug music this week.
Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, because he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of
freestyle
Trump.
Is unhinged.
Walking on eggshells, I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, because he's in quicksand.
So we're going to be in Tulsa tonight, Wednesday night.
It's like we take a step
opening
forward,
for Tropodelic
backwards.
And UBI is with us as well. Distraction. Then we got Wichita this Thursday, Kansas City, Missouri Friday, and then Des Moines, Iowa Saturday. Am I fucking these? Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
All these horrible tragedies in East Border would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers.
What is the president supposed to do about gun reform in one state? It's the state's thing.
And then we're opening up for Little Stranger at the Park West in Chicago on March 22nd. I think tickets are still on sale. Grab those now. And tickets for Cleveland House of Blues the following night, March 23rd, are gone.
Out, baby!
So we'll see everybody there that's
going to
be
luck.
There.
You didn't get tickets to that one? Tough luck, dude.
Tough titty.
Oh, man. I would love a tough titty right
to go back to Africa, forking a dagger.
What is he on about?
In his racist 94-year-old grandpa. Who keeps ignoring our past?
This guy's yelling about 94-year-olds.
Landlord, when? Now if when's going to be my Catholic, time?
You're a spoiled little
brat. Oh, this is the best part. This is the best part.
To try to give those a voice who don't have one. He says you're spitting in the face of vets who fought for us, you bastards.
Fought for us?
No.
Sounds like he said fart.
You bastards.
Fought for us?
That's your POW who's tortured and battered because to him you're zeros because he don't like his war heroes captured.
Well, fuck that. We got to put a stop to these.
That's not disrespecting the military.
That's not disrespecting
the
military. God forbid.
I'm the chucklehead.
That. This is for Colin. Ball up a fist.
Yes!
And
so
keep
dramatic.
That shit ball. Like Donald the bitch.
Ooh, got him.
He's gonna get rid of all immigrants. He's gonna build that thing up taller than this.
I don't know why I love that.
Because he heils Hitler at the end.
But I just
taller than this.
I love the way he says it.
Taller than this.
Yeah, that's good. And then we're gonna be
Colin. Ball up a fist.
Ball up a fist. Boy.
Something weird about like so righteously and dramatically. Like defending the establishment. He's like defending Hillary and Obama, and I don't know. It's
right.
The same thing he tormented Hillary for and he slandered.
Ooh, God forbid.
Hillary for and he slandered.
Slandered. Shut up.
And he's orange. And he's orange.
I hate orange.
Oh, yeah. The best part is the very last one.
And we're going to get to the end. Fuck it.
Does build it. I hope it's rock solid with bricks.
We're going to be in Austin politics, on April 13th. Ben Buck Day, come on out.
Yeah, boy. I'm throwing that piece of shit against the wall till it sticks.
Eat a dick, asshole.
And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his,
here we go.
I'm drawing in the sand a line.
He's so angsty.
You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split,
you.
On who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this.
Dish. We love military.
The rest of America, stand up. We love our military.
What?
And we love our country.
We don't.
But we hate Trump!
Hey!
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell
14
hell.
Years old. He's so not allowed to sleep at his friend's house. He's all mad.
We're going
to
be in Austin on April 13th. And
we
then
love our military.
We're
such
about
a weird
to,
thing to
announce
say.
A tour also going on the road with some pals of ours from late April through May. So
can
stay
we
tuned
announce
for the
this
dates.
Yet?
I mean, it's on them. But yeah, we're going
to
be all up the West Coast.
I want people to be there, son.
We're going to be going tell west. We're going to be in Arizona. We're going to be in Colorado. We're going to be in California, Portland. Seattle, Vancouver, Pacific Northwest, yada, yada, yada. Just stay tuned for the flyer and the info. That's coming right around the band.
Chip-boy.
And then Everwild, of course. We're playing on August 2nd, the Friday night, but we're probably just going to be hanging out Saturday, too.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Come hang out. It's going to be a good time.
We'll be cavorting.
TBS Awards Podcast at gmail.com, 708-797-3079. Join the Patreon right now. And unlock over 50 hours of exclusive pod, and you get the video uploads as well. We are sitting in a hotel room about to film an episode of the podcast.
It's going to be awesome.
And get some merchandise, palmersquares.com/shop. If we have some stuff left from the tour, we can put that online when we get home. And get yourself a Junkyard Samurai record, still on sale at bishoprecords.com. Planet of the Shape, still on sale. I think they're still 25% off. Grab one of those if you never did. And I think there's signed inserts available still. I think there's a handful left. So go to bishoprecords.com for that. And send us fan mail, The Palmer Squares, P.O. Box 47772, Chicago, Illinois, 60647.
Please send us something.
In the interest of listening to a bunch of old Palmer Squares features, we also stumbled on one from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That I remember being pretty rough. But we listened to it, and it's okay.
No, I like the song. I always did.
Okay. I like the dude whose song it is. His verse is fun. And
Z1.
Doesn't sound corny.
I always enjoyed this collab we did, and I loved Ralphie London.
Yeah.
On the hook, how he goes, I'm bored as fuck with nothing to,
do.
I'm in the crypto with nothing to do.
I'm
need something to do.
Though.
Why is a blunt in my shoe?
I'm at the crypto.
He rhymes. Nothing to do in the hook. He rhymes it with, why is there a blunt in my shoe?
Term does one collab with a black guy named Ralphie, and he thinks he can say it. It's unbelievable. This is Bored AF by Ralphie London, featuring us, the Palmer Squares.
Chip-boy.
Find it in the Smoochie Gang playlist. Don't judge us. It's 10 years ago. And we'll see everybody on the Patreon.
Don't judge how much worse we've got.
Oh, I don't have to kill Whitey thing, so, you know, just kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey.
Hey, yo, nigga, I will splatter yard and scatter yard and gather some cadaver dogs and search for your remains like a Neanderthal. I am this raw dog in my youth. I never cruised with no two-door, but I was cooped up in my room playing broom swords. A new dork in town. My kinfolk said you only tinsel. It's cool to fork around like utensils.
Nah, I mean, like, as long as you ain't on no spoon and shit, though.
Pass me the knife, I'm caught though. I be sippin' Four Locos with cuatro, crazy Mexican vatos, I'm about to take a dose deuce on y'all niggas. I be cooking them green eggs, Dr. Seuss couldn't grill it. So I'm in the zone.
What zone?
The Z1.
I don't get it.
You know zone like Z1, nigga. Oh. Shit got a little awkward here, cause when she let me touch her box, I palmed her square.
I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do.
Yo, I'm in the crib though, with nothing to do. I need something to do. Why is a blunt in my shoe?
I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do.
You find me in a tent, inattentive, camping in the backyard with a fifth of Hendrix. Not Jimmy, but the gin we sip to get inventive. And when I said that we the illest yet, I really meant it. Yo, my cohort been so bored, we sat in silence for like 4 whole hours, then 4 more. I'm feeling disconnected, switch directions, we discontent, so get the message. Finna kick it like I'm on the air with Billy Preston and Willie Nelson. Who else did I forget to mention? This shit be strictly for the birds, tippy hedron, exempt from any intervention. I'm a living legend, sipping Henny in detention like I'm still a freshman. I often confuse the off button with snooze. Summon jumping Jehoshaphat, I'm doubly huge. Caught smuggling shrooms into public schools. A couple of fools with nothing to lose, nothing to do, neither.
I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do.
Yo, I'm in the crib though, with nothing to do. I need something to do. Why is the blunt in my shoe?
I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck with nothing to do.
Apparently, a mind is a terrible thing to lose. That's why I've been preparing to sing the blues. String you up like my acoustic guitar, troubadour, y'all. I'll bring the bud plus a few good cigars. Puff, it's a piece of cake. Finna sneak away. My sneakers squeak, but at least we didn't leave a trace. And they be sleeping on the dynamic duo. Dreams of bypassing these gigantic school loans. Financial ruin, fiscally irresponsible. Off course, but of course I'm finna leap over obstacles. Nothing short of awful hot, like a coffee pot. Shut the door, I'm not a player, I jerk off a lot. Keep sitting there taking the love for granted. We splitting hairs, they splitting fucking atoms. Teeth of a bear, face of a bunny rabbit, but it's rabbit with rabies and crazy as honey badger. Bored as fuck, nothing to do. I'm bored as fuck, nothing to do. When the crew be bored as fuck, nothing to do, yo. Why is there a blunt in his shoe?